First of all, I'd like to mention that we pray for all the military, the men and women who have died in service of their country. And to explain the gospel a little bit, I want to make a couple of points. We are celebrating really a kind of a pre-Pentecost time when we're preparing for the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. So as apostles also for God in the world today, we have to have courage and also the confidence in God's grace in our lives. Jesus says, "I have conquered the world." And he has done so not in the political sense, but in the sense of salvation and redemption, which is eternal life and the home where we will have eventually with God. So the Holy Spirit, the symbols of the Holy Spirit that we find in the liturgy and in the fathers of the church, one of the symbols is water. And we think upon it even now that water is very important for us, especially now during these days where we couldn't really do without any water. But also water is there for our nature, for the flowers. And the water is just one substance. It's always the same since the beginning of the world. It doesn't change. And it's like God's grace, that does not change. But like God's grace, water gives different fruit as it falls on the grass, on the trees, on the animals. For example, we have wine from the vine. We have different fruits like oranges and apples and wheat. All these things are different. But the same source has come from water, in a sense, to giving it life. And wouldn't God give us the grace to persevere? Wouldn't God give us also the graces we ask of him through Jesus Christ? Wouldn't God want us to have confidence if he has given water to the world and gives it now? Isn't that a sign that the Holy Spirit will come upon us and use us in a different way? Today we celebrate three saints, St. Gregory, St. Bede, St. Margaret Mary of Piazza. Different countries, different times, the 10th century, the 8th century, the 17th century. So there you have three fruits from God's love. So let us this morning, as we continue our celebration, realize that the Paschal mystery, that Jesus died and rose and sends the Holy Spirit on us every day, let us have the confidence and trust in his presence and power in our lives.